I'm trusting God to minister to somebody today in a way that you've never been touched. Hallelujah. We just came back this early morning, 8:30, driving 4.5 hours all the way from Oklahoma or Stillwaters to go and support the wedding of our sister's son. And I'm grateful to God I was able to make it. Besides, I had a lot of fun. Praise God. Amen. All right. 1 Chronicles chapter 14. 1 Chronicles 14. I'm going to read from verse 8 through to 16. 1 Chronicles 14, from verse 8 through to verse 16. Glory to God. And when the Philistines heard that David was anointed king over all Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek David. And David heard of it and went out against them. And the Philistines came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim, the valley of giants. That's what Rephaim means. And David inquired of God, saying, "Shall I go up against the Philistines, and will thou deliver them into my hand?" And the Lord said unto him, "Go up, for I will deliver them into thy hand." So they came up to Baal Perazim, and David smote them there. May God give you victory over your enemies in Jesus' name. Then David said, "God had broken in upon my enemies by my hand like the breaking forth of waters." Therefore, they called the name of that place Baal Perazim. The name was changed from the valley of Rephaim to Baal Perazim. I'll give you an understanding of that shortly. And when they had left their gods there, David gave a commandment, and they were burned with fire. Therefore, David inquired again of God. And God said unto him, "Go not up after them. Turn away from them and come up upon them over against the mulberry trees, and it shall be when thou shalt hear a sound of going in the top of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt go out to battle." My God. "For God is gone forth before thee to smite the host of the Philistines." David therefore did as God commanded him, and they smote the host of the Philistines from Gibeon even to Gezer. May God bless his word in Jesus' name. From this story we read that God gave David a breakthrough. The title of our message today is "You Can Break Through." I want you to turn to your neighbor, your right, your left, behind you, in front of you, and say, "You can break through." Come on, say it like you mean it. Say it like you are prophesying to them. You can break through. Hallelujah. Every stage of our lives, we will encounter the enemy of our soul. The enemies of our progress, They are always there. One time or the other, they will show up. When they know that you are about to take a step that will take you higher, they show up. When they hear about your testimony, they show up. The first showing up is to stop you. The second showing up is to spoil it. I say God will give you victory over every enemy of your soul, over every enemy of your progress, in Jesus' mighty name. The Philistines are a long-standing enemy of Israel. They had always been there. Remember, God made the children of Israel on their way out of Egypt to avoid them. That tells you how fierce, how ferocious they are. They are a people with no mercy. They take no enemies. Shoot at sight, kill, destroy. That's their aim. Now they heard that David had been anointed king over Israel. They had had a situation with David before. Now they became so angry. Can you imagine somebody hearing that something good is happening to you and they become angry and openly come to challenge you? As though, well, you don't deserve it. Of course I know I don't deserve it. But he chose me. What are you going to do about it? But they come to poke you. They come to try you. They want to make you feel useless. That you are nothing. Somebody say, I'm somebody. Hallelujah. They came to wage war against him. And against the anointing of God upon his life. I remember the open heavens yesterday talks about the anointing. And he talks about us praying for the anointing upon our lives regularly. Because the anointing breaks the yoke. I pray that God will give you a new unction today. An unction that will destroy every yoke. An unction that will lift off every evil burden from your life and your destiny. If you are believing, God say better, amen. The truth of the matter is, it does not matter in life who rises against you. Because they will rise. People will offend you. But the key thing is, how do you react? Yes, I'm going to wage war also against them. But how do I wage my war? The Bible says that by wisdom, a house is kept. By wisdom, you wage your war. Hallelujah. If you are going to win, you better have a better strategy than that of your enemy. Failure is not an option. When we are fighting spiritual battles, and you will fight them if you are not already fighting them. Failure is not an option. I cannot fail where Satan is concerned. I will have to win in the battles of life. I cannot fail. I must win. I may need to win it. Somebody say, I may need to win it. When I say you should say something, say it with a loud voice. I may need to win it. All right. David's enemy came menacing, terrorizing, imposing. The Bible says they spread themselves in the valley of giants. Remember, they are giants. They are huge. These are the brethren of Goliath. Hallelujah. The appearance of them alone is too much. No wonder the psalmist said, the enemies that are too much for me, Lord, fight them for me. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you will encounter enemies that are too much for you. What do you do at that time? How are you going to fight somebody who is stronger than you? Somebody who has much more in their arsenal of warfare than they think you have. And some of us forget what we have in our arsenal. We forget the name of Jesus. We forget the word of God. We forget the blood of Jesus. We forget our testimony. And we cower in fear. That was not what David did. Hallelujah. They spread themselves seemingly like an unbreakable stronghold. Let's see you come against us. That's always their strategy. The strategy of Satan has not changed. Amen. Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life is the same ball game. The Philistines always draw a line. Let's see anyone who can come. That's what Goliath did. But he met with his demise. And David remember who fought for him. David remember who gave him the victory. David remember who gave him the strategy. And he knew, I can't face these ones alone either. What did he do? Before I tell you what he did, let me explain something to you about a stronghold that you might already know. A stronghold is a place that is fortified to hold someone from advancing or penetrating. A stronghold is a vantage point. In the olden days, kings built castles, fortified castles, surrounded by water. And there's a bridge through which their horses and their chariots can pass through. And when you look on top of those castles, you will see cannons. So that when the enemies are coming, before they reach them, they begin to shoot cannons against them. That's a stronghold. There are some places you travel to, you still see those cannons as they were strategically placed. That's a stronghold. Praise the Lord. A stronghold is a door. A door that can lock you out and a door that can lock you in. But I have a prayer for you. And I pray that every door that is against your advancement, Jehovah God of heaven, the one who is the great I am, that sits on the throne and rules in the affairs of men, he will open that door for you in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name that is above every other name. Every door locked against you, my Father God will open for you. Somebody who believes, shout a good amen. Now let's look at David. At this point, David was no longer a rookie like the David that killed Goliath. This David was now an experienced warrior. He had experience in warfare. He has been to many battles. You may not call him a field marshal, but definitely he was a general, an experienced general in war. He knew the strategies of warfare. He knew what to do and how to arrange himself against the spreadings of the Philistines. But he didn't do that. He didn't say, well, I'm going to live my life based on my former experience. This is a new time. An old enemy. I need a new strategy. Praise the Lord. A new time. A new season. An old enemy. I've just been anointed king. They don't even want me to sit on the throne. I'm about to break through and advance in my life. But here is this stronghold that will not let me take the next step that I need to take. Here is this stronghold that will not allow me to go to the next level of my career, the next level of my relationship with Christ. There's that stronghold that will not allow you to pray beyond what you are doing right now. There's that stronghold that will not allow some people to come to church. The stronghold will become, what do I call them? They become an excuse. But they don't realize it's a stronghold. Anything that keeps you away from God is a stronghold. Anything that keeps you away from worship is a stronghold. Anything that keeps you away from the place of prayer is a stronghold. Anything that dissuades you from studying the word of God is a stronghold. Anything holding you back from obeying the tenets of God is a stronghold. Until you break through, you don't really have a victory. I pray today that God will give you victory. Not just victory, but lasting victory. If you believe, it, shout a good amen. Hallelujah. So naturally, a general will muster his army or his armies against the stronghold of the enemy. But for David to break through, he knew his knowledge and his experience was not enough. Not for this breakthrough. How do I get to the other side? How do I advance? I can't base it on the knowledge of yesterday. I need something fresh, like manna from heaven every day. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Let me tell you something, brethren. There is a stronghold gathering against every Christian, not only in America. Persecution of our faith is going to be on the rise. Persecution is going to be on the rise now. New versions of Bibles are coming out that are removing the truth of the Word of God. The gay people now have Queen James version of the Bible. I read through the changes. All I can do is laugh. They retranslated it. It became meaningless. But they have brought a curse upon themselves. Because God said you must not add to his word. He says you must not deduct from his word. And sometimes, but they have forgotten really majority of other incidences and truth that is in the Bible that they can't change. That's why no man should quote scriptures for his own personal benefit and change it from what it really is. God's standards has not changed. And many of us are going to pay for it because we stand on the truth. A time is coming. You are going to be challenged. And you are going to decide whose side are you on? Whose side are you going to be? Many churches are already giving in. Many churches are opening their door wide. I don't hate gay people. I don't hate lesbian people. But I detest their sin. Yes, everyone is a sinner. But there is something called abomination. These enemies gathered. And David told his men, we're not fighting yet. I want to go pray. Did the sword of Goliath hit this our general on the head before he was able to kill him? We said the enemy is fierce and menacing. And you say, wait, let me go and talk to God first. Let me go and pray first. Let me go and ask God first. Who are you depending upon? Is he your strength? Your job? What you have in the bank? Your family name? Your connections? Is that what you're depending upon? And you think, yes, I can go. No, you can't. Because this enemy does not care about your degree. This enemy does not care about your job. This enemy does not care about your color. Does not care about your connection. As a matter of fact, they are more connected than you are. They have more money than you have. David went to seek the face of God. David knew if a door is locked, I will go to the one that holds the master key. Hallelujah. There is he that holds the master key. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 to 8, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, this thing says he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it, because he alone holds the master key. He says, you have little strength. When are you going to admit that you have little strength? Even God knows your frame. He knows our frailty. He knows that we are just dust. He knows we are weak. But it's only in him we have strength. In him we live, we move. And have our being. Hallelujah. For thou hast little strength and hast kept my word. And hast not denied my name. I pray that you will not come through a situation where you will deny the name of Jesus. He says, if you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father. You have to ask yourself, why am I running this race? I can tell you, hell is real. Heaven is real. Jesus has never lied before. Beside what his word says, I have seen it. He says, don't be afraid. I go to my Father to prepare a mansion for you, and I'm coming back. He said, believe in God. Believe also in Jesus Christ. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. The Father's house on earth is different from the Father's house in heaven.
The Bible says that God cannot lie. Amen? He cannot lie.
So the first step we take to breakthrough in life, we can't oversay it. But many don't take it serious. It is prayer. We call for prayer in the morning. Whether it's Pastor Carl leading it, or Pastor Neil leading it, or Minister Dipo leading it. It doesn't matter who is leading prayer. Even those of us who are workers here, ministers here, we don't call in. You're already causing division. You're already dissecting the vision. Because we are not of one spirit anymore. A prayer meeting is called. Satan will give you an excuse not to attend the prayer meeting. New month and only communion blessing. Who is meant to be there? Most of us here choose not to be there. We'll find an excuse for ourselves. No wonder we are not breaking through. No wonder we are not getting revelations. No wonder God is not speaking to us. No wonder we are not even hearing Him when He speaks. Because we don't pray. Somebody said, a Christian without prayer is like a plug that is not connected to power. How can you not pray as a child of God? What else are you depending on? I don't want to live a mediocre life. Prayer does wonders. Prayer breaks through for you. Prayer empowers you. Prayer fortifies you. Prayer encourages you. Prayer gives you confidence. You want a breakthrough? You want a breakthrough? Marital breakthrough? In any area of life? Prayer is the number one. How can you acquaint yourself with God if you are not praying? And even when it's time for worship, you don't even worship. You just sit down. You just close your mind and you are looking. And you want a breakthrough. And you are blaming the devil. And the devil will be looking and laughing. I pray today will be the last time that Satan will laugh at you. I mean, 1 minute ago will be the last time Satan will laugh at you. Somebody say, I will pray. Come on, shout it like you're going to do it. I will pray. David prayed. What happens in the place of prayer? You get revelation. God shows you what will happen and what can happen. And then He gives you instructions. Should I go? And God said, yeah, go. Some of us might call to the pastor. So, Pastor, this is what I'm planning. You already planned it. You see, the painful part of it for me is a lot of people do not come to seek counsel. They come to inform me. Did you hear that? If you have made up your mind about it, don't come and tell me. Go and do it. Because should I tell you that that move is against the will of God, you won't listen, but you have wasted my time. Progression in life calls for counsel. The Bible says in the multitude of counsel, there is safety. There is safety. Well, it's not the pastor's business, so why should I tell him? This is America. We're in a free state. I can do whatever I like. That's fine. That's all right. Praise the Lord. Get revelation in the place of prayer and instruction. Luke 18 verse 1 says, men people always ought to pray and not be fearful. People always ought to pray and not faint. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7, be anxious for nothing. Don't be anxious for anything. But by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known. Listen to me. You might have an idea and it may be good, but it may not be God's idea. It is good idea, but not God's idea. God's idea is better than good idea. Let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God that's beyond your comprehension will strengthen your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Even Jesus Christ, our Savior, in Luke 5, the Bible says he withdrew himself to pray. He left all the noise. Whether after a victory, after somebody gets healed, after thousands have been fed, he goes, withdraw and pray. And then come back, recharged and energized. I pray that God will energize you for prayer. I say, God, may God energize you for prayer. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh my God. I didn't know my time is this far spent. The second key to breakthrough is obedience. In some people's mind is, that's something we don't want. Let me do whatever I like. I don't want to obey. The Philistines came again the second time. Again, David could have gone back and said, well, I destroyed them before. Now I will pulverize them right now. But he said, no. I know the one who gives me victory. I know that it is he that fights for me. Let me go back to him. He went back in the place of prayer to inquire, can I go and fight them? And God said, wait, don't go yet. Okay, so what should I do? He said, look at it. Verse 15. I'll read from 14. Therefore David inquired again of God, and God said unto him, go not up after them, turn away from them. He didn't say run away from them. He said turn away from them and come upon them against the mulberry trees. How? Listen to this. And it shall be when thou shalt hear a sound of going in the top of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt go out to battle. For God is gone forth before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. So, when David said to his men again, we're not going, let's turn, let's wait. So what's our strategy this time? You see those trees. When we hear people moving on top of it, then we go and fight them. Are you out of your mind? How can people be moving on top of trees? No. It didn't make sense. I don't know if it makes sense. It didn't make sense to me. That when you hear movement going, it didn't say when you hear the wind blowing. When you hear going on top of the trees, that's when you should go and fight. Because God has gone ahead of you. So God was telling him, I'm sending an host or a host that will be there for you, that will fight for you, that will weaken the enemy for you. You just go in and destroy them. Just like you and I should know, it was not the trumpet of Joshua that brought down the wall of Jericho. It was the captain of the host that was present at the time that brought down the wall of Jericho. Are you going to allow God to be involved in your situation so that you can have a breakthrough? Or you want to go by yourself? You want to go on your own? That's why, number one, as a child of God, you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's easy to pray when you are baptized in the Holy Ghost. Did you hear me? It's easy to pray with the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. You can pray without ceasing. You don't have enough words by yourself. Even if you want to pray. Hallelujah. Now, the difference between failure and victory is obedience. Even though it didn't make sense to David, but he has worked with God enough to know that whatever he says is what will happen. David obeyed. He obeyed the commandment. Hallelujah. Listen to me, child of God. You may pray, but if you don't obey, you will delay your breakthrough. Did you hear me? You may pray. You may pray hard. But if you do not obey, you will delay your breakthrough. I pray that your breakthrough will not be delayed. In the name of Jesus. You see, people may not understand you when you are doing what God says you should do. People can resist you. People can say we are not part of it. Because people say we are not part of it, does not mean God is not part of it. Hallelujah. I thought I would hear an amen right there. Amen. You see, obedience to God yields results. These are the two most difficult things in our lives, in our Christian faith. Does God want to give us breakthrough? Yes, of course. Are we willing to pay the price? This is the price to pay. Against everything your flesh is saying, this is the price to pay. You must understand that breakthrough in any situation is not by power. It's not by might. It's by the Spirit of God. Things will remain the same until God shows up. That's why I'm praying God will show up in Wisdom Assembly this season. I said God will show up in Wisdom Assembly this season. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, the valley of Rephaim became Baal Perazim. Baal Perazim means where Baal was broken through. Where the stronghold was broken. Every stronghold against you, I command them broken today in the name of Jesus. He named the place. This is the place where Baal, where the evil one, where my enemy was broken through, like the breakthrough of many waters. You know, when a dam is broken, can you imagine the gushing of water? That's how God is going to break through for you. When you pray, the place your enemy thinks they are holding you the most, because they know your weakness and they are holding you there. But when you pray and you obey, God will give you victory over that situation. That is, if you want it. The question too is, how much do you want the breakthrough? How much are you willing to do? If somebody is willing to sacrifice his only son, sacrifice his son or his daughter to make money, that's the extent that person is willing to go. I don't care who I donate. As long as I have money. I don't care who I donate. As long as I have power. Some mothers donate their children. Though the children are working and living, all their body parts have been donated. Anything that belongs to you in the coven of witches and wizards, I command them release in the name of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Folks, there's no situation that my God cannot break through. The bottom line is, pray and obey. I'm going to ask you to rise up.